Right, so I'm down at Prenton Park. Sean Dodd has just won his fight pretty easily inside three rounds. You must be delighted with how that went.
I am, mate, yeah. Delighted with the performance and the comments from the coaches. And even the lads ringside, when I got interviewed, they said, like, you know, it was very calm and collective and very good. So I listened to all the instructions from the lads, and the tactics and the plan went well, went perfect. So I'm over the moon. I'm happy with the performance, and get to watch it back from VIP TV and have a little look more. And yeah, just celebrate now. Tonight, mate, yeah, so I'm happy. I'm gutted, though, that Mark took the belt, though.
Bit more straightforward than your last few fights, though, certainly.
It is, yeah. It was quite weird because I'm always the underdog, and the last 2.5 years, I'd say, every fight has been a really, really tough fight. They've all been, you know, I'll have the advantage and stuff. So, you know, I went in there tonight, still with a job to do, and a performance to pull off, and we did it. So, you know, as a team, I'm happy. The coaches are happy.
We've got your two coaches with us, Sean Cron and Danny Kelly. Danny, we'll start with you. Were you happy with how we did there?
Yeah, I wasn't more concerned about us getting an injury. Yeah, I wasn't concerned about who he was fighting. You know, obviously I knew he was going to go out there and be way too strong for him. But I was just glad that he came out with no injuries, no cuts, nothing like that. We got a big fight in 5 weeks, so... And that was our main concern. And obviously, he can only fight what's in front of him. People are saying he was, you know, he was this, that, and the other, that kid. But he's had 50-odd fights. And, you know, obviously he's a, you know, world champion. But we've just had a little tick over there, and that'll do us.
Well, Sean, you got someone who you hoped would be a similar kind of style to Tom Stalker, who's up next, obviously. Was that a good workout ahead of that in 5 or 6 weeks?
Well, to be honest with you, Stalker's a southpaw, that lad was an orthodox tonight, but he had his own test for us. What was particularly nice to see was the fact that Masha's doing things that were going over in the gym, putting them into practice on the night, especially working downstairs, doubling up his shots, body and head. So every instruction he listened to in the corner, he carried out to the T. So faultless performance, really. Okay, our opponent wasn't world class, but still, teak tough and game. And I think we're all happy with tonight's performance.
Sean, we know what's next. What's the next 5 or 6 weeks going to be like for you ahead of Tom Stalker?
Just the same as the previous 5 or 6 weeks we've had. Just, you know, hard work, dedication, training, discipline, and obviously just a few little alternations with preparations, which you know, Danny's got a few little plans for us there with Sean. You know, the you know, obviously Tom's a southpaw, so we've been working a little bit with southpaws anyway. So, you know, it's just about just carrying on where we've left off, basically, and just tweaking a few little things, mate, and then we're going to do the business on the what date is it?
30th of September.
Whatever day, you know. Like Danny used to say, drag him out at 3 o'clock in the morning and he's good to go.
Do you think you sent a message to Tom with how you fought tonight, or will he not be bothered? I mean, didn't turn up here tonight, did he? I know he trains over in Spain, but will he have had an eye on it, do you think?
Probably not, because, you know, you've heard him, you know his attitude, and he's not really too concerned about me, you know, so... you know, let him think like that, let him be like that. You know, I've got no message for him apart from just, you know, just be ready. Just be ready for the bogeyman.
The bogeyman. Well, you showed you've got a lot more power tonight, I think, than maybe you'd shown in a couple of previous fights, because you got that knockout. Got 4 knockdowns, was it, as well? So you're obviously developing as you go along as well.
Yeah, it's something we've been working on. You know, the way we've been landing the shots and turning, you know, into the shot a bit more, working on a bit more power down, peak performance, and things are starting to pay off. And, you know, we can see it in the ring, in the gym, and, you know, tonight we could see it, and I could feel it. So I've been trying a few things with Danny, told him that I tried a few things for this fight in preparation, and it's paid off. So going into the Stalker fight, I'll be more confident of doing it. So I'm looking forward to it, I am, to be honest. I'm so happy.
Well, Danny, what are you going to be putting him through over the next 5, 6 weeks? Any big sparring partners lined up?
Yeah, we have. We're just waiting for them to get back to us. I can't mention any names, but some of them, there's one's a world champion, and another one's another good lad. So And another guy from Wales. But we're just waiting for confirmation, and I don't really want to mention any names until they've confirmed it with us. But yeah, we're looking at, you know, even if it means we've got to go to Spain and do a bit of sparring over there, or bring a few Spaniards over here, we'll do that. But whatever it takes. But we've got everything set up now for the next 5 weeks. The next 2 weeks is going to be L for him, and then the sparring will start then.
Not even giving him any extra time off?
Well, you know, I'll give him a couple of days. I mean, that was just a workout, really, wasn't it? You know, it wasn't... I was surprised when the doctor called him over to have a look at him. What's he called him over for? To look at his knuckles, see if his knuckles are all right. But, you know... Yeah, we'll give him a couple of days out and then get him back in, and he's got to work hard. For the first 2 weeks, it's like just like a break in the camp for us, really, tonight and back in, and then... He's got strength and conditioning. He's going to get murdered on that. He's going to get murdered on power. And then we bring him down and get him sparring and use the power in that in the sparring, see how it goes.
And Sean, how confident you are for the 30th of September?
Well, I think Masha's last few performances have showed how awkward he is. People think, oh, he's still novice, even though he's a multi-title holder now, as a professional, even tonight, up at super lightweight. I think everyone underestimates him, don't realise how tricky he is until they're in with him on the night, and I'm sure we're looking to turn Tom Silver over.
And one final thing, what was it like for you fighting at Prenton Park? I know it wasn't out on the pitches, maybe you would have liked, but that could come further down the line. So what was it like just to be here in front of a home Birkenhead crowd?
Amazing, really was. I could feel it, and, you know, the preparations and coming in tonight was surreal, seeing all, you know, the time you stand in the ground, and I knew where I was literally 5 minutes around the corner. I know when I finished, now we get changed and we're just down the road. So I felt it, you know, I felt that little bit of pressure of like I'm boxing in front of my hometown here. First one in 17 years since Kenny. So, you know, I just wanted to perform and put on a performance for everyone. But, you know, listen to the coaches and make sure I do it right and don't get ahead of myself too excited, let the occasion get to me. So I'm just over the moon that everything went to what I've been dreaming of.